John Alexander, WAKY News.
I'm John Bohannon in New York.
State Fire Marshal John B. Calvert tells WAKY News his men are investigating the nursing home fire that took 9 lives. He says there are no findings to be released as yet. He did not know how long the investigation would take. Early unofficial reports indicated that faulty wiring might have been to blame for the deadly blaze. 50 persons were taken to General, St. Joe's, and Methodist hospitals. Only one remains in critical condition. Firemen are publicly questioning how the blaze progressed so far before a built-in warning system went off and alerted authorities. The 4-year-old building had a warning system, but not a sprinkler system. Initial estimates of damage come to about $200,000. WAKY News contacted County Clerk James Hallahan and asked him how auto tag sales are going. He said there's an increase of about 4,000 tags sold this year more than last. There are 87 locations where city and county residents may purchase tags. These include the courthouse, Louisville Auto Club, and 3 banks and their branches. As of January 9th, over 40,000 tags had been sold. There's been speculation that a forthcoming special session of the legislature might be asked to upgrade Lexington to a city of the first population class. This seems to have caused a mixed response from officials of the Bluegrass City. Key members of the area's legislative delegation say they have heard of no backing for such a move at this time. However, a spokesman for the majority faction of the city commission says it would be an advantage to Lexington to have the classification changed in the special session.
Tears of joy at Fort McPherson. Details on that story in 60 seconds.
So the point is, I'm not saying he's alive, and I'm not saying he isn't. It's just that even if I thought he was, my life is pretty full without any divine... After all, I get 2 air-conditioned cars, color TV, 8mm camera with a zoom lens, and then I got the boat.
How often do you get down to your boat?
Oh, regularly. Well, I haven't been able to get down for about 5-6 months now, but one of these weekends, the wife and I are going to get down there, right, baby?
Yeah.
Now, look, Harriet, I'm trying to talk to the man here.
You want to do me a favor? Why don't you stop with all that?
Look, I'm trying to explain how our lives are very full, so don't start.
Listen, I'm sorry I brought it up. I can see your life is very full.
You bet it's full. We get along perfectly well, thank you, without God.
Right. Just checking.
The preceding was presented by the National Council of Churches.
This afternoon, a military panel found Sergeant Charles Hutto innocent. Hutto is the second GI to be cleared of charges of killing Vietnamese civilians at My Lai.
Regents of Eastern Kentucky University today re-elected President Robert Martin to a 4-year term and upgraded several academic programs.
The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says Corvairs made between 1961 and 1969 could be sending carbon monoxide fumes through their heaters.
The University of Kentucky reports its spring term enrollment has reached an estimated 28,360 students.
AT&T wants the U.S. government to approve of higher rates for long-distance telephone calls.
A legislative research commission has suggested that unemployment, or rather employment of staff, be kept to a minimum at the forthcoming special session.
President Nixon is due back in Washington within the hour after leaving the Western White House in California.
WAKY weather, considerable cloudiness with a colder trend tonight through tomorrow night, with a chance of a few snowflakes late tonight and early tomorrow night. Low tonight, 28. High tomorrow, 40. Low tomorrow night, 20. Saturday, mostly fair and colder with a high of 28. John Alexander, WAKY 2020 News. From the Kentuckiana calendar, the Newburgh Area Council will hold its first meeting at Newburgh Elementary School at 5008 Indian Trail at 7:30 p.m. on January 19th. Now, with most music, here's Mason Dixon.